Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, Amy and I are going to talk about the importance of an evening routine. And I think we've talked about this in the past on the podcast. I don't know that we did a whole episode about it, but we have mentioned it before. Mine is actually changing a little bit, so I figured we would talk about it today. You know, there's always all this chatter about the importance of a morning routine. Mm-hmm. You have to have a morning routine and all this stuff. And listen, Amy and I both have morning routines.
Yes.
It's like part of our lives, it'll never change.
Yep.
But the evening is important to set you up for that morning routine.
100%.
And I think that, especially for us as working moms, even if you're not a working mom, just moms in general, the evening is like just complete chaos, right? The mornings and the evenings are total chaos.
Yep.
Mine are a little bit better now that my kids are older. Amy, I know this does not.
No, I'm in it.
Amy is in the thick of it. I remember those days when it was just complete chaos. But even now, like with the sports and stuff, like sometimes we get home so late and I don't have any time, like zero time to unwind.
Yeah.
And so I've been finding that when I do certain things at night, I feel better when I go to bed. And it sets me up for feeling better the next morning. Mm. So now that my oldest is 14, which is ridiculous. Crazy. I can't believe it. He wants to go to the gym. And he is not working out at 5 a.m. like his mom because he's 14.
In the basement.
In the basement. Yeah. Right. So he wants to be at the gym with his friends, which look, I totally, totally get it. Mm-hmm. So he is 14 and while he can be a member of the gym, he's technically not supposed to go in without Mike or I, right? Mm. So Mike and I both joined when he wants to go with his friends in the evening. If we don't have sports or anything like that, like they've been off this week for Passover. So the last two nights I have gone to the gym with him after dinner and I still do my morning workout. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is just like a supplement. Like I'll go and walk on the treadmill, or last night I did the Stairmaster. I'll do some abs, stuff like that. I've been finding that I feel more calm when I get to bed. Like I'm not as frazzled.
Mm.
And so I feel like the evening part of my day has really evolved over time.
Yeah.
And it's totally changed from, in certain ways, from what it used to be. And so you have to be okay with that. It's not always going to be the same,
right?
But you should have something, because it's important to set you up to de-stress from the day that you had and set you up for the next day.
I almost feel like I have spent so many years focusing on being super intentional about setting my days up for success, right? And being really intentional about my morning, that I almost am like, all right, whatever happens, happens at night. Like, who cares? It's going to, we'll just be intentional in the morning. But as I was mentioning to Laura before we started recording this, is that there are nights where I know that if I reach like a certain threshold, like don't laugh, but like, I'm not a person to go to bed past 10 o'clock. Like I need
you
to
know, I'm not laughing because I'm already sleeping.
Laura's been in bed for like 3 hours. No, but really, like I have noticed that, you know, my kids, they're so energetic, but their energy is so draining on me. And so I just want to get to bed. Like I just want to hit the pillow and I want to go off to sleep. And so if I don't get into bed before like 10 o'clock at night, I feel it the next day. I feel like a zombie in my morning. So it's almost like the chicken or the egg, right? So like, okay, so if I can set myself up better at night, then maybe I could feel better the following morning, right?
Yeah.
Get up and be energized. I've also been in the trap too before, where I've woken up too early in the morning and overcompensated for it and had extra slices of me time in the morning, where then I'm exhausted and completely depleted at night. So it's a delicate balance, I think, between the two. But under both of those ideas of like a morning or an evening routine, I think it just has to be a measure of intentionality, right? I don't want to continue to try and fit 10 pounds of stuff into a 5-pound bag at night, which I can tend to do, and try to like race around and do all of the things. Whereas I'd rather just be like, okay, what's done is done for the day. Let me sliver out just a little bit of time for myself so that I can feel a little more calm, not feel as stressed, getting the kids off into their routine. And then even before bed, like picking up a book and reading for a couple pages just to calm me down in general. Yeah. Like, I don't care if I fall asleep with the book on me. It really doesn't matter. It's just the process of kind of unwinding and having a separate ritual to get me there at night.
So how old are Olivia and Joey now? Olivia's?
They're 7 and 3.
7 and 3. Okay. Well, and what time do they go to bed?
Laura, that's a loaded question. Anytime that they feel like it. No, really, we try to get them into bed by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, the absolute latest. It depends. Like with sports, if we get home at 8 o'clock from a practice, it's really tough to rally them to get to bed at 8:30.
No.
So anytime between 8:30 or 9 is like the sweet spot.
So now for me, it's so funny how it changes when they get older. Mm. So they just go to bed. They stay up a lot later than I do. And I have literally had to, total side note for all your parents out there, your kids have phones. I use the app Qustodio. It's Qustodio, I think. And you can monitor everything the kids are doing on their phone. I can see when they last used their phone at night, when they first picked it up in the morning, how long they were on each app, literally every minute of every day.
That's great.
So for the weekdays, I have had, you can set time limits. Mm-hmm. So Christopher's phone, because Chris is the one, like he's the one that causes me all the stress.
He's the one.
So I have had to set limits during the week on his phone. So his phone shuts off, I think at 10 or 10:30. And so now he has to get up a little bit later for school. He doesn't get, I wake him, I drag him out of bed around 7:50. But so they're up later than I am.
Yeah.
So it's different now. Like I still have the chaos of, you know, getting home from work, getting dinner ready, you know, doing the laundry, all that stuff. But I don't have like the kids' evening routine that I had when they were younger of like bathing them, making sure everything was packed for the next day, daycare, food, like all the stuff, right? Like it's so
exhausting.
It is so, so much.
Yeah.
And I remember the days where I was racing out the door with 3 nap bags, 3 backpacks, 3 lunch boxes. And it's so much work. So as they get older, it changes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you still don't need some kind of routine, right?
Right.
So for me, I say goodnight to them. That's my routine. I go in and I go into each of their rooms. Mike thinks I'm crazy, but I go in and I just say goodnight to each of them. And I get in bed and I still have my phone with me. I don't really look at my phone during the day, to be honest. Like we don't have time. I don't go on Facebook. I don't do that stuff during the day. So at night, like I'll scroll a little bit. And then I'll just fall asleep. But I need like a little bit, like 30 minutes of downtime just to relax.
Yeah.
But I set out my workout clothes for the next morning.
Right.
I make sure my cup is filled, ready for my Energize in the morning. My AirPods are literally sitting next to my cup on the kitchen counter. My sneakers are where they're supposed to be for the morning. Mm-hmm. Everything, like just, I mean, it may sound dumb, but just these like tiny, tiny steps that take me about now, it takes me 5 minutes to get that stuff done, but it sets me up for the morning. A, it relieves the stress of having to do that stuff when you fly out of bed at 5 a.m. when the alarm goes off. And it gives me like some sense of calm because I know it's done.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for the next morning.
You set yourself up. You put things in order, right?
Yeah.
People like order. We as human beings, we like order. So you're putting an order to things, even if it's during the evening and it's setting you up for the following day. It just like puts your head and your brain at ease. Like, okay, that's great. All I got to do is wake up with the alarm tomorrow. Fantastic. And then my day is already set up for me.
And the other thing is, I used to put so much pressure on myself to have every single thing for the kids ready for the next day. Yes, it's incredibly helpful when you can be prepared for the next morning. But if I'm exhausted and I don't have the energy to stand in the kitchen and get the snacks ready and whatever they need for the next day, I don't do it.
Yeah.
And I just leave it for the next morning. And is it annoying to have to do it the next day? Yeah. But you got to give yourself some grace. Like, honestly, if I'm exhausted and I don't have the energy to do it, I just go upstairs and go to bed.
What I think that could be a takeaway for this particular topic is that if you don't have like a developed evening routine, just do one thing consistently for 5 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's like a 5-minute meditation or just like a breathing exercise, take 4 deep breaths in your yes. room by yourself without your children around you or your husband or your wife or whoever. And just like do something for yourself and just track and see how that makes you feel. And see if you can just do one thing consistently at night for yourself.
I think that right? would be so, so helpful.
Instead, and we've said this before, even with morning routines, look, there is definitely a power behind a morning routine. There is science behind it. There are thousands of books that are written about it. Some of the most successful people that we consume their content talk about the power of their morning routine. And so I will never discount that. But like you have to make it work for you. And that's not to say to give yourself like a pass all the time, but it is to say that it has to be manageable for whatever season of your life you are in. I talked about it on one of the recent podcasts that we did where my husband was out of town for work. And I, as a single mom for the week, I was like, what in the world am I going to do? You know what I did? I gave myself some grace. And I said, if I can get one thing done in the morning that makes me feel like just a little semblance of myself, and even one thing done at night where I can just kind of like put the kitchen to bed and make sure things are just orderly and the dishwasher's going and like little things like that. I think that we underestimate those little things and we just take them for granted, where you can really stop and appreciate that you just did one thing that helps make your life a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And like that could have a real impact. So rather than thinking of it as like, oh, I just only got the dishwasher. Great. Good for you. Like now y'all clean dishes the next morning. Like try and flip the script a little bit on those little improvements that you're trying to make.
And your priorities are going to shift in different seasons.
Yeah.
So, you know, now that we are in the spring sports season, ooh, like most nights, the only reason I was able to go to the gym with Matthew on Monday and Tuesday night this week was because it's Passover.
Right.
And we don't have sports. So most weeknights, I can't do that.
No.
But so I shifted it a little bit. I said, you know what? And I tend to be, as we all know, a creature of routine. I don't like change. So mm-hmm. at night, I'm in the kitchen, if I'm home, cooking dinner, cleaning the dishes, cleaning up the kitchen. And the last two nights, we ate dinner and I actually left the dishes in the sink and went to the gym with him. And I just quickly amazing. Cleaned it up when I got home
mm-hmm.
because I thought to myself, yes, I do need to be in this kitchen cleaning the dishes and all yeah. that stuff. However, I absolutely love the fact that Matthew so enjoys going to the gym with his friends.
Mm.
There are so many worse habits that he could have at 14.
Totally.
So I thought to myself, you know what? Take a breath. The dishes will be here mm-hmm. when I get home. Let me take some time. I just enjoy like it literally takes us 3 minutes to drive to the gym because it's right over here by Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I even enjoy those couple minutes in the car with him. When I picked him up last night, I left the gym. He walked down the street to get some food with his friends and I picked him up and he was so happy. He's like, I had such a great time at the gym. I had so much fun with my friends. And just those couple minutes in the car, like chatting with him and hearing yeah. about like how much fun he had is so much more important than the dishes.
Yeah.
So that has been a hard concept for me to grasp over the years, because you, as moms, we get so overwhelmed by all like the mundane tasks that we have to do, cleaning, laundry, all the garbage that we have to do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to lose sight of the things that are just more important.
Yeah.
Like a 3-minute car ride with Matthew to and from the gym, hearing about why he's so happy about going. Mm. Like, it's just so much more important. The dishes, I could have even left them until this morning and done them this morning. Like, they'll get done eventually.
Laura, we can't
although
leave.
We know I wouldn't do that, but it's an option.
Laura Katina is going to say no or no on that one.
But seriously, like I've had to give myself a lot of grace and work on recognizing what is more important.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to shift something during a particular season,
yeah,
then you shift it. We're not robots, right? We love our routine. We don't like change, but sometimes you have to make a little bit of a change.
Yeah.
And if you're in a season where you can only get one, like you suggested before, like even if you can only get one thing done at night, then you have to meet yourself where you are.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
if you can do
okay.
one thing, then that's it. And
it's
that's
okay. To get one thing done. I think it's so great that you talked about Matthew, like, because he's also a 14-year-old boy who really probably doesn't want to talk to his parents very much, right? So you're at that age too. You were like, tell me everything. It's just like a small slice of joy and happiness. And it's just amazing. The other thing that either Joey or I will do is if we bring Olivia to soccer practice or softball practice or whatever it is, whatever kind of sporting practice we have at night, sometimes it's at our high school. So we get to use the track and just walk on the track. So we get the benefit, like she doesn't need us during the practices. They have trainers there. They're focused on their other stuff. And we'll be able to just like take a walk. And that's okay too. Like that is enough. And I feel like there's definitely pressure, and at least maybe it's what I'm consuming on my social media or my Facebook or amongst my friend groups of like, you got to go, 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 always be doing something. Everything has to have a purpose behind it. Everything has to be, you know, moving you towards something else. Always that hustle. It's like, well, sometimes just being able to do that little walk for a half hour and then being able to chat with the other parents of all the other girls that are on the team, that's okay too. Like there doesn't have to be this overwhelming pressure to always be doing it. Everything has to be perfectly aligned and it has to be perfectly connected to any other aspect in your life.
Isn't that the world we live in though?
I know it is. And I feel like this real,
you feel like you have to be that way.
I feel this real resistance to it, but it's funny because I remember in the fall when we all first started going to these soccer practices, we're not at the age yet where like we all just like drop our kids off. Some parents do, but
not
then
like me, who I don't even get out of the car.
Or is like picking them out the door, the car's still moving, like get out. Yeah. There was just one mom who just started walking, and then the dads were walking, and then they each had their little like walking group where they would talk to each other. It was just so cute to see. And it was just a really fun experience to take that in and just see like, that I remember my mom growing up and like walking with her friends. And that was like, their like, I don't know, their time to like catch up and stuff. So I thought it was really cool. I guess just appreciating those little things that does move you forward, that it is something meaningful. You just have to recognize it as that.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's so easy to get caught up in like the constant go, 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 instant gratification.
Always.
Everything has to be done right now, which my kids suffer from.
Yeah.
Because this is the world they're growing up in.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm trying really hard to guide them in terms of that stuff. But if I'm not doing it, how can I expect them to not be
it's
that
a great
way?
Point.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
a great point.
If I'm constantly going, going, going and constantly freaking out about my routine and I have to do this and I have to do that, like, why would I expect them to be any different?
Yeah. Look, Matthew's probably also gravitating. You've seen this over the past few years. He's definitely gravitating to healthier habits and healthier lifestyle, not
right.
just because of the sports and like that regimen, but he's seen you do it
for
all of these years. And even Mike, when Matthew was younger, saw Mike modeling that behavior. And it's so true. It's like, if we have chaos, our kids are going to think that chaos is acceptable.
Right.
So even going back to my routine with my kids at night, I use that word loosely, but truly, if I keep them on a regimen at night, they are more likely to follow that. But if I don't continue to follow that pattern every night, they don't think that there's a routine and they kind of think it's like haphazard and that it happens whenever. And it's just however I feel that night, that's when we're going to brush our teeth or that's what if you keep things a little more consistent, they start to fall into place. You don't have the same required energy to get you through those, right? Putting out your clothes the night before, that's just to eliminate the energy that it would take in the morning to do that. And now it's set it and forget it. And it's there for you the following day.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's just, it's so important with all the focus on, you know, morning routines. I feel like it's all we hear about, especially in the space that we listen to certain things from people. But with all the emphasis on morning routines, I thought it was important to talk about what we do in the evenings. Just a little reminder that it's important to have, you don't even need to call it a routine, like just something that you do in the evening to set yourself up for the next day. So like Amy said, if you don't have anything that you do to set yourself up for the next day, Pick one thing to start with. It could literally take you 30 seconds, but something that will help you calm down, even if it's just alleviating some of the anxiety and stress that you would otherwise have in the morning. Even if it's just one thing, try it for 5 days and hopefully it will help. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.